Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Garrett Crochet on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast with our buddy Rob Bradford. If you want to hear that whole podcast, you can download the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can listen to that or any interview, podcast, anything that goes on here at the station. It's all there. Listen live. Boating season is coming. You can bring the app with you out on the boat and listen to every show, every game, everything.
All right. Fun part about having internet is you can learn all these stats, facts, figures, touch of a button, right?
Okay.
So let me ask you this. Garrett Crochet, coming to Boston. I understand he pitched in the Windy City, but pitching for the White Sox doesn't really count because nobody cares about the White Sox.
Because if you lose, they're like, yeah, we always lose.
Yes. The Medias Blanco. Where's Garrett Crochet from? Just to sort of get an idea of like his vibe, tone, temper.
Topeka.
Close. Just a couple thousand miles away. Ocean Springs, Mississippi.
Oh, he's a Mississippi guy.
He is. So that would, like, that's where the deep southern, like, he's a pig. Like, so he's a little more chillax
so
in that capacity.
Boston guy,
and where did he pitch college ball?
Ole Miss.
Nope. Tennessee. SEC. Tennessee. He's a volunteer.
Okay. So he's an SEC South kind of fella, personality, lifestyle.
But toes dipped in the big city, but kind of not really. Now he's going to get it. 36,000 people, the Killers, Tessie playing, blam, right on top of you. New street tacos, $18 beers.
Cowboy Up burger.
Did something.
I wouldn't eat it on game day when you're pitching. I would wait until one of your off days.
Yeah, you shouldn't eat it, period.
Might weigh you down.
Please don't eat one of those at the stadium.
No, do I think he's going to fit here? Just the little that I've seen from him, heard from him? Sure. Because
yeah.
I think most guys that are really talented and are competitive fit here because they feed off the energy nightly at Fenway Park. How many times have you heard about that? Like, you know, you go out there on a Thursday night and there's buzz. Whereas most places,
every game counts at Fenway.
Absolutely.
That's the whole thing.
And I think most great players, not named Carl Crawford, Edgar Renteria, Adrian Gonzalez, those types, feed off that.
Pablo Sandoval.
They want to utilize that. They're like one of those Spider-Man movies with the electric guy, and he just sucks all the electricity from everything around him.
Funny enough, his name, Electro.
Electro. I think most players at that level are Electro. They want to feed off the Fenway home crowd, and I think you'll find that if he's healthy, you will see him amped up. You'll see some of those situations where it's like, oh, it's the sixth inning, and he's got men on first and second with two outs. Can he ramp one up here to get the strikeout? Add strike three. And yes, I think you will see some of that.
You'll hear the Wills in the booth for WEEI, the Red Sox Radio Network. Crochet, 99 on the corner, strike three.
Final pitch of the night, his fastest pitch of the night kind of thing.
I am aroused.
Excuse me? I think we need to go that far. So do I think Garrett Crochet is going to like and fit in Boston? Yes. I don't have any, whatever Sam Kennedy was saying, whether it was superficial and genuine. No, we'd let, you know, he needs to decide with his family if he likes it here. Like, just kind of throwing it out there.
I think that's a fair sentiment.
I felt like there's an offer on the table that he knows is
fair,
less than what Crochet is probably dreaming of. But again, Crochet's under control for a couple years. You're not a free agent. I don't need to go down the argument I had with Arcand about the difference between free agents and not free agents. He's not a free agent. That hinders your value. There's a give and take in that relationship.
Right. So, like, with in the case of Brian Baio, if you will, Now, he signs a deal nice and early, kind of the same way Pedroia did in the way back.
Yep.
That doesn't happen very often in MLB anymore. He gets 6 years, $55 million. Right now, that's looking like a good deal for him because he fell off the ledge, the ladder, the cliff last year, and now is starting off like having to basically rebuild himself.
And then he's won, you know, 18-win season with a 3-1 ERA from that looking like, oh, what did you do?
Why did you do that? But also, he could, for all we know, end up the next Paxton Crawford.
Absolutely. So, and that's that give and take. Now, Crochet is a little bit more established than that. Had the great stuff last year, especially early. Did start 30-plus games. Just, you know, it's easy to start 30-plus games when you only pitch four innings per game over the second half of the season. So there's questions for both sides to answer. But let's get into the strengths and the weaknesses of your Boston Red Sox. We assume, I think right off the bat, that that guy, Garrett Crochet, is going to be one of your strengths.
How many complete games has he thrown?
In his career?
Mm-hmm.
Zero.
That is correct.
Oh. Has he even sniffed one? What's his longest start, I wonder?
That's a great question.
I bet you he hasn't even sniffed one.
He has not thrown a complete baseball game.
Yeah, that does not surprise me.
He did start 32 games last year.
Yeah, because when you pitch four innings a game, it's easy to start a lot of games.
All right, well, when your team stinks and you're down 9-0 in every game, that'll ebb at your morale.
But that also makes those low-leverage situations. When you lose every game, there's no buzz. It's not like there's expectations for him and the team here. Those expectations are going to affect sort of the pressure that is put upon him. He's a bit of an unknown, good or bad. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if he wins the Cy Young Award and has the best ERA in baseball and the most strikeouts.
If he has, do you think it's possible for him to have a better year than Chris Sale had in 2017, his first year getting out of the soul hole that is the White Sox and coming to Fenway?
Absolutely. Because I love the fact that he is a much bigger pitcher than Chris Sale. I know those comparisons are made because of the trade and everything. I love the fact that he has some meat on his bones and he looks sort of more like that traditional.
He's like a lean on me. Boys, get behind me. I got you.
Absolutely. So, yes, do I think he could.
It's like a lefty Jabba Chamberlain.
I know wins don't matter anymore, so I won't even predict wins, but could he lead the league in ERA and strikeouts? Absolutely.
I don't believe he'll lead the league in ERA because someone's going to catch up to that fastball every now and again.
Maybe.
But is there a chance he could lead the league in strikeouts?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Could he lead the league in wins? Depending on some of the strengths of this team, which I'll try to guide the train back onto the rails of. I believe the Red Sox lineup and the first five, even before you call up any of the rookies, is awesome. About as good as it gets across the American League.
It can be.
Jaron Duran, our leadoff hitter, you know what he did today? What did
he do?
Went yad.
Nice. Yeah, no, it can be. If Bregman doesn't start slow, which we know he has want to do previously in his career, and the great wild card is your four-hitter, Tristan Casas.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've been jokingly, sarcastically passing along Craig Breslow's 40-120 comment.
Mm-hmm.
If he's 40-120, this lineup is going to be ridiculous. If he's...
Yes, it is.
If he's 25-90, it's still going to be a pretty good lineup.
Which one do you think he's closer to, 20-90 or 40-120?
As is usually the case in these, probably somewhere in the middle, high 20s.
That wasn't enough.
Don't you think high 20s?
No,
I
think he might get into the low to mid-30s.
I'd love to see it, and I think he has that potential. But if he is on the higher side of his projection, and if Bregman is on the higher side of his projection, and Duran stays close to what he was last year, and Devers is healthy because he's DHing, and Story is playing, hopefully.
Just be out there. How about this? Trevor Story's goal for 2025 should be play more games than you miss.
Oh, yeah.
Alex Bregman should be the saint, walk on water, salvation, you know, eternal greatness, and also, you know, play spotless defense. Casas should get over 30 home runs. Devers should put up, I think his goal should be this, best offensive stats to date. You have, like you said, nothing impeding your offensive output. You are not going to get hurt reaching for a ground ball, trying to turn two, fielding a liner. You just get up there and swang.
So that gets us, obviously, if you're going to talk strengths and you're going to talk about positives with the Red Sox, well, the coin is two-sided. We got to talk about the potential concerns, weaknesses with the team that we've started to hear trickle through the media, through these roster projections, through injured list projections, things of that nature. So, Fitzy, I use that as my poll today, the jumping off point. With opening day a week away, what is your biggest concern about the Boston Red Sox heading into the 2025 season? The four options I gave were Devers buy-in, closer, second base, health. And do you know what was first?
If it's not D, if the D didn't come through, then I'm disappointed.
It is health by not by a wide margin.
Wide margin.
36% voted for health.
That should have been over 50%.
Closer was 31%.
Get out.
Devers buy-in was 29%.
Way too high.
You had three options right around the one-third, 30% mark, and then nobody gives a rat's katukus about second base. 4% voted for second base as the biggest concern.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's worried because there's nine different people that might play it, all of whom I would be happy with if they are, D, healthy.
So I agree with health because, to me, health...
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It affects every aspect of this team. The starting rotation, the lineup. We just talked about a guy like Story, the difference he makes both in terms of defense and the lineup. You talk about some of the guys in the bullpen that have come off injuries. Liam Hendricks, is he eventually going to have a high leverage role for this team? Some of those other guys. The starting rotation, Crochet, he's not that far removed from having his arm sewn back together, and you're going to lean on him in a way he's never really been leaned on, hopefully, for a totality of a season. Walker Buehler is another guy. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of health question marks with this team.
Did you see that huge home run that Aaron Judge didn't hit off of Walker Buehler when he froze him at the plate the other day?
Oh, I did.
That was nice.
They suckered me. Whoever did that on Twitter.
That was great.
Aaron Judge crushed this ball.
That was Jordan Moore, who does excellent work. He does social content for The Athletic. That was perfect. Because I went into it thinking... Oh, man, did Walker Buehler give up a meatball?
Nope.
He painted the corner.
So,
and Judge was mad. I love it.
If health is the biggest concern, I feel like that's the biggest concern for every team that you think is going to be good in every sport. You're just like, health. If they can stay healthy, they can do this. So let's set that to aside. The second biggest concern, apparently, is somebody by the name of Aroldis Chapman, who is now perceived to be the, according to Mass Live, in-house option to be your Red Sox closer.
It was like Cotillo and others who said he's the front runner, right?
Yeah, well, because there was a front runner named Liam Hendricks who's not been very good this spring. The problem with Chapman is he makes people swing and miss. He also says, ball four, take your base rather often. Yeah. And that's the worst thing for a closer.
Yeah, closers.
Nothing more infuriating.
How many micro heart attacks you had in 2018 thanks to Craig Kimbrell?
Yes, there's nothing more infuriating than
my nitro pills and baby aspirin were always right next to my beverages.
So I've said that was my biggest concern, unfortunately, with this team for a long time. It's why I lusted for a while after Mason Miller, the all-star closer for the
But if the A's are semi-decentish this year, then they're not going to just
dreaming.
Be...
I didn't get T. Higgins. Can I dream about somebody great coming here from somewhere?
Yes, but there has to be a realistic plan.
Okay, my plan is to
kidnap him, like Celtic Pride style.
I don't know. But I do agree with that. I think, and Garrett Crochet is the perfect example. Mm-hmm. We know he's not pitching complete games. So he's going to hand something over to the bullpen, even if he pitches great. He's going to hand something over to the bullpen.
And you know what? Check your wrist, because when it's Whitlock o'clock, the Sox are in great hands.
So is he going to be the closer?
Might be. Might be. But some have speculated he might be the best option. You can extend him because he can go 2, 3, 4 innings.
He can. My just one concern is Whitlock might be the closer. Chapman might be the closer. Hendricks might be the closer. Slayton might be the closer. I don't like might be's at the closer position.
And Andy and Fitzy and others might be anxious about the Red Sox after the seventh inning when
correct.
They have a lead.
So I think it is one of the most important positions in sports in terms of the confidence and the mindset of a team.
Just get that 3-2 lead because you know Percival or
when that music plays,
when the souped up Gagne comes in back in the early 2000s, or you know Edwin Diaz a couple years ago. When you hear Timmy Trumpet, here it comes. When Enter Sandman plays, exit your chance of victory.
It's all over. Warm the buses. Whatever you want to chant. And when you have four guys or more vying for that position, everybody knows it. The manager's like, huh, I guess I'll try him today. The team knows it. The crowd knows it. The announcers know it. They know nothing is over. Like Rambo would say, nothing is over, nothing, when you don't really have a closer and you hand it to a different guy a different day. So I think that's a legit concern. That's what I would have voted for. I was actually a little surprised at the number of people, 29%, worried about Devers' buy-in.
Why is that still a thing? He's getting, what is he going to do? Pout and just flail away half-assed all season long? Like, you guys get this is what you deserve. This is how it's going to work now. Like, no. And you cut him and eat the $300 million. Small amount of money.
Hey, Crochet, we were going to sign you, but we got to pay that guy to go away now, so we can't give you an extension.
You end up trading him. But I don't think the Devers buy-in is going to be the problem. Too many people that responded to the poll did.
617-779-7937. The Boston Red Sox, they're rolling toward the regular season, little more than a week away. The roster and the lineup and the pitching rotation are starting to come into some clarity, thanks to our beat writers. I did want to touch on the second base position up next, though, because there was a unique option there today. And according to Mass Live, there is one name that the Red Sox have wanted to play second base all spring long. They have made other moves in relation to this guy and keeping the door open at second base. We'll talk about that guy in the second base position up next here on WEEI Afternoons.